Hi, we're Traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Kim is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism, and she looks at upcoming events coming up around the state. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Believe it or not, we're about to talk about events for the first weekend in November.
I know.
It is here, friends. It is here. Now, Black Rock is hosting the 13th annual Foothills Celebration on November 4th through the 6th. Events throughout the weekend include a ham and bean supper, gospel music, a Lions Club pancake breakfast, vendors, there's going to be arts and crafts, live entertainment, the Squeal and Grill barbecue cook-off, an antique car show, a quilt show, the mobile aquarium, and on Saturday night, a performance by country star Ronnie McDowell. So check that out in Black Rock. Now, our friends at Lake Charles State Park in Powhatan are offering a delicious desserts Dutch oven workshop on November 5th. Everyone likes hot Dutch oven desserts on a cold fall day. You can join the Lake Charles staff as they cook up some traditional and a few off-the-wall Dutch oven desserts. I was at a state park the other day, had some Dutch oven dessert.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never have anything better. Now, for the bicyclists in and around the area, it's the 8th annual Tour de Sunken Lands on November 5th. Now, this is a 52-mile cultural tour and bicycle ride through the unique sunken lands of eastern Arkansas. Starting at the Southern Tenant Farmers Museum in Tyranza, the tour rolls through the fields and swamps left behind by the greatest earthquake in American history and stops at several regional and national museums, including the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home in Dice. Now, admission to all attractions is included in the fee, as well as a warming soup at the midway point, your admission to the John Grisham Painted House in Lepanto, and it also includes an Americana-style post-ride dinner. And Tour de Sunken Lands has really, over the last 8 years, become a really, really big event in northeast Arkansas. It's the 9th annual Pioneer Village Fall Fest in Searcy on November 5th through the 6th. Pioneer Village is a collection of late 19th century buildings, farm equipment, and other items of historic interest saved from throughout White County by the White County Historical Society. The event features crafters, chuckwagon cooking, there's going to be live music, building tours, farm animals, a variety of demonstrations, and food. And also, crafted items will be for sale. And finally, Little Rock is the site for the 2nd annual Arkansas Ale Run on November 6th. The event features 4 beers, 1 mile, and 1 big party to raise funds and awareness for ALS. Participants include runners, walkers, rollers, and drinkers who unite for a fun-filled event capped off by an unforgettable after-party featuring live music, gourmet food, games, and great people.
That sounds like fun.
That is great fun for even a greater cause.
Yeah.
Now, for more information about these events, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
That's Traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams. Kim is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. And you can subscribe to our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.